It's time for Education Elevated on WTZQ when we talk about how Blue Ridge Community College is transforming lives through the power of learning. With three local campuses in Henderson and Transylvania counties, the college serves over 11,000 students that are pursuing over 200 degrees, diplomas, and certificates in 30 areas of study. Blue Ridge Community College is also a strategic partner of our area's businesses and industries, building a stronger workforce and tomorrow.
So this month, instead of talking about a particular program that Blue Ridge offers, we're going to be talking about what the whole campus has to offer. Just in case, folks, you didn't know, in addition to the Henderson County campus right around the corner from the radio station, Blue Ridge has an entire campus in Brevard. Well, we've got three folks from that campus with us today. Jessica Stepp Edney, director of the Transylvania County campus, Rob Rhodes, student services coordinator, and Amani Duncan, who is the adult education and literacy coordinator in Brevard. Welcome, everybody. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much.
All right. So before we get to the crux of the interview, let's do a little getting to know you session. Jessica, let's start with you. How did you get involved with Blue Ridge and Blue Ridge Community College? What did your path look like?
Sure, Mark. So I recently joined the Blue Ridge team after spending over a decade at NC State University, and I actually started my college career at a community college. I'm a Henderson County native, and I've always...
Wait a minute. Your last name, Stepp Edney.
That's right.
I think we pretty much covered you're a Henderson County native.
It's pretty obvious.
It's pretty obvious. Yes. All right. Well, it's great to have you back.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you. So I've always known how vital Blue Ridge is to our region, and it's really a dream to get to serve our students.
Fantastic. Rob, how about you? What's your pathway look like?
Well, I started when I graduated high school. I went to a very expensive private school. I wasn't mature enough. I didn't do well. So I decided to return home, and I took a couple of years at AB Tech, and it changed the whole trajectory of my life, actually. So then I spent 8 years in retail, and I decided to make a change, and I saw an opportunity to join Blue Ridge, and I just went for it, and I've been there for 24 years.
Wow. Wow. Nice move. Amani?
Well, I began my teaching career in 2002, working at schools in and around Asheville. I lived in Asheville for about 35 years. And then I discovered adult ed, moved to Brevard a few years ago, and began working at Blue Ridge.
Fantastic. Jessica, just make sure I don't forget, please make sure to tell Carter, good luck on trivia tomorrow morning.
Thank you. He'll need it.
On the way to school. All right. So let's talk about this Transylvania campus now. So... This is a full campus in Brevard now. This is not like a strip mall with a few buildings that, you know, you have just a few classes. So talk to us about the whole campus idea here. And Jessica, you're the director of the campus.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we are a full-service campus located right in the heart of Brevard. We have dedicated full-time faculty alongside everything you'd expect from a main campus, from a library to a student center to full-time advising, financial aid, and tutoring. Plus, our Student Government Association has strong local representation, meaning that Transylvania County students enjoy all the same awesome events and activities.
Interesting. So let's talk about courses and programs. Do you offer the same programs in Brevard or in Transylvania County that you do here in Henderson County?
Well, the entire college offers 58 programs, and we don't offer all of those. But students can take general education courses because we do offer the full transfer program on our campus. But we do have some full programs. We have automotive technology. We have the RN registered nurse program, CNA, you can become a certified nursing assistant. And then, as I mentioned, we have our transfer programs. What's great about those is it's part of a comprehensive articulation agreement. So these can transfer to all of the UNC system schools and about 95% of all the private independent schools. We do have one exclusive program, and that's the respiratory therapy program.
Okay, so that's something that's offered in Brevard, but not necessarily here.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
Correct. And that is a partnership with Southwestern Community College.
Okay.
Yep. And then we have a wide variety of adult education programs, too.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned adult education, because that's what Amani is here for. Amani, talk to us about those adult education offerings.
We have a lot to offer in adult ed. Our largest program is our high school equivalency program, which is similar to a GED program. Students can get the support they need to take and pass the 5 tests needed to earn this certification. They can also get their high school diploma if it's not a good fit in a traditional setting for them. I will look at their transcripts, and they are able to complete their high school diploma with me through one-on-one support and some online classes. We also have an English language acquisition program. Sure. We offer classes in the morning, in the afternoon, and we have an online program for that. We work in a partnership with the Transylvania County Detention Center, and we offer certification programs in hospitality for students in that program. We also partnership with Alula and offer services, basic skills for students with intellectual disabilities. We're able to work with employers if they have a staff that needs support with English language or basic skills. So we offer quite a few programs.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about scholarships. I'm somewhat familiar with the scholarship program at Blue Ridge from my time on the Education Foundation Board. But I'm wondering, how do those scholarships work? If you get a scholarship through Blue Ridge, through the Education Foundation, do they work for both campuses, or are there some exclusive scholarships? How does that work?
Well, most of our scholarships are for both campuses.
Okay.
One of the great things about the scholarship program is that there's one application. So students mm-hmm. fill out this one application,
yep.
and then it goes into a pool of around 200 different scholarships with all types of criteria. So all Transylvania County students have access to all of these scholarships, but there are ones specifically designed for Transylvania County residents. And right now we have over $82,000 devoted just to Transylvania County residents. One of the largest donors is the Conestee Falls Student Scholarship, mm-hmm. The J. Daniel Furr Memorial Scholarship, the AAUW, there's Pisgah Forest, and there's even one solely for horticulture students who live in Transylvania County.
Oh, wow.
And that's the Lake Toxaway Garden Club.
Wow.
And then there's all kinds of options to help our students, from work-study programs and emergency grants that we offer our students.
Let's remind folks, you're listening to our monthly Education Elevated conversation with Blue Ridge Community College. We have our guest, Jessica Stepp Edney. She's the director of the Transylvania County Campus, Rob Rhodes, Student Services Coordinator, and Amani Duncan, who is the Adult Education and Literacy Coordinator in Brevard. Let's talk about student population at the campus in Brevard. What do those students look like? What are they? Who's your typical student?
Sure. So we have a wonderfully diverse mix of students. Mm-hmm. We have a large group of dual enrolled high school students, which does include Henderson County students who might live closer to our campus than the campus here in Flat Rock. And we regularly serve Brevard and Rosamond High School students alongside the thriving homeschool community. We also have adult and traditional students that complete college transfer courses, as Rob mentioned. And Amani, why don't you share some information about your unique students?
Sure will. We serve everyone in adult ed, from 16-year-old students that are not fitting into the traditional public school setting, all the way to right now, I have an 80-plus-year-old female student that had always wanted to finish her high school equivalency, and she's doing just that in our program. And, of course, every age and type of student in between.
Wow. Rob, you had something?
I was just going to mention about Vision Transylvania.
All right, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I want to ask something about that. But before I do that, I just want to say I love hearing the diverse ages and groups that you have. That tells me it's a community college that is truly serving the community.
For sure.
So, Vision. So, I know that there's a Vision Henderson County program here. You just mentioned that, Rob. Is that the same? Is it the same type of program in Transylvania County as it is here in Henderson County?
Well, I'll let Jessica tell you more about Vision.
Okay.
Sure. So Vision Transylvania is very similar to the Henderson County program. It's a 10-month civic leadership program designed really for working professionals who want a true behind-the-scenes look at how our county operates. We offer hands-on, immersive experiences and direct access to local leaders and organizations.
Yep.
In fact, Rob and Imani are both alumni.
Wow. Yeah. Of the Transylvania County?
Yes.
That's right. Yes.
Wow, very cool. Very cool.
We are celebrating our 30th anniversary coming up. So if you're an alumni or a supporter, please come join us. There's more information on our website for Vision, which is visiontc.org.
So I took Vision Henderson County a long time ago, and one of the most memorable days we had, we went to the Transylvania County campus
and saw
my first 3D printer.
Oh,
excellent.
Yes.
Someone that printed a squirrel, of course. A white squirrel.
Yeah.
It was very cool. It was very cool. So I'm so glad that you guys have that program also. So can we talk about, again, we talk about a sort of what community college is all about. I'm sure over the years you got some stories of some lives that were changed through what you're able to offer in Transylvania County.
Yes, one of my favorite stories, because I am the coordinator of the CCP dual enrollment program for homeschool students, is that we had a homeschool freshman who actually earned her entire 2-year associate's degree when she graduated high school.
Wow.
And then after that, she was awarded a full scholarship to Brevard College.
Wow.
So she's never really paid, you know, much money out of pocket for her bachelor's degree.
Wow, that's tremendous.
I have so many great and unique circumstances in adult ed, and I've seen so many successes over the years. One that comes to mind right away is a student recently earned her high school equivalency and decided immediately to move to curriculum in order to earn her Associate of Arts degree. She plans to enter the healthcare field, and she will be the first in her family to graduate from college. My hope always in the adult ed is that students use this program or the programs we have as a pathway to a fulfilling career and as a stepping stone to further education.
Wow. This is really a perfect time for me to say thank you to all of you for what you do. My mother was a teacher in the community college system here in North Carolina. So I know firsthand the difference that makes for folks. So let's talk about the big pink elephant in the room. That's fall semester, right? It's coming around the corner. I'm sure there's some deadlines we need to talk about, right?
Yes, registration is open now until this Thursday. And then next week we'll have registration day on August 13th. And that day, students are available to meet with admissions counselors, financial aid representatives. They can build a schedule. They can do basically everything on that day, and we'll be open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on both campuses.
Okay.
Classes start on August 17th, and there are some late start courses at our campus that will start on August 26th.
Okay.
What about you, Imani?
Well, we have open enrollment year-round, and we try to enroll students pretty soon after they register and apply.
And these are the adult programs,
This
right?
is the adult ed program.
Okay.
And if you're interested, you can go to blueridge.edu/adult or text me at 828-435-2897, and I'll get you in for an intake appointment.
Let me get that number again, 828-435-2897.
Correct.
Okay. blueridge.edu/adult.
Yes.
Okay. And more info, of course, at blueridge.edu/TCC. And that's more information specifically about the Transylvania campus. Again, classes starting the week of August 17th, final registration on August the 13th, and then, of course, some of your late classes beginning August the 26th, and you should get registered for those by August the 21st. That's a lot of dates. That's why we tell you, when you listen to WTZQ, have a pad and a pencil by your radio, all right? Again, blueridge.edu/adult for education and literacy classes. Those have an ongoing registration. Amani, Jessica, Rob, thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming here from Transylvania County and spending some time with us.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Tell Carter we said hello.
I sure will.
All right.